This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Class is on the line, Secretary General of Independent Civic Organization of South Africa. Class, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good day.
How are you this morning?
No, good, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Perhaps for some people who may not be aware of the Independent Civic Organization of South Africa, just briefly tell us who you are, what you do, and how did you come into being?
No, this organization started in 1999 in Free State in Virginia. And then it deals with the civic matters preferably.
Yes. And how did you end up entering the space of contesting in the municipal elections in particular?
Now, when we started in 1999 in Virginia, there was a breakdown in the ANC. Then those breakdown, then they did call us, and then they did stand in our name in Khoza. Then we started now in 2006. Then it was in 2006 where we started now to control the Central Karoo District Municipality. And then some in the Eden there, we did had some representative in the Eden local municipality there.
In fact, I'm quite interested, Class, as to what you think is accountable for your popularity around, you know, as you say, Central Karoo, parts of the Western Cape, where you've actually been very, very dominant as an organization. To what do you owe your success in that?
It was because of the service that we rendered at that time, and the popularity of one of our stalwarts, Truman Prince, who was the national chairperson of ECOSA at that time. He was a popular person in that area. Then that's where that we hope more people then join ECOSA.
Now, let's talk about your influence, particularly in the Kannaland local municipality found in the Western Cape. Quite a small municipality, not too big, but in 2016, we saw you winning three seats, the ANC 2 and the DA 2. If my IEC results are anything to go by, you have been in a coalition with both the DA and the ANC in that municipality. Is that true, Mr. Class?
Yes. Our first consultation in that municipality, then we did got a lot of representatives. Then we took over control of that municipality, and we did deliver very, very, very well in that municipality at that time.
Some people point to challenges, though, in the municipality in so far as issues of water supply, sewage, rubbish collection. And, of course, I know that the municipality itself was at loggerheads recently with the MEC in charge for cooperative governance and traditional affairs. Of course, the municipality won that court matter. But there is this allegation that the municipality is not governed well. There's a high degree of debt and that there isn't always great stability amongst you as political parties, just three of you, but the coalition arrangements are always so contested. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult, man, governing in coalition. You need that at the outright majority, but as far as we are concerned, when we are leading in that, we did try our best to give the best service that we could. But now you know the politics, then the national, we are not represented in the national, we are not represented in the provincial. Now, every time now, the budget, now they did cut us and not been there on the budget, because now they did give them to the canal and the smaller budget so that they cannot give the services that the people needed.
Mm. Now, as a municipality, you're quite a small municipality. What are some of the challenges that you confront as a small municipality that, you know, might make it difficult for you to render some services to your residents?
No, it's that thing of the budget. The budget is too little, too very, 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 very little. Because when the DA took over there also, did work against us. So that the people may see that the cost is not delivering. But we did, with that little budget that we got, we did build the houses. We did try to give waters where it is. Also in the farms there in Canaland, we did our best level to deliver the city system.
Have the issues of, you know, sewer running into the Nels River and other, you know, surrounds because the, you know, issues with the infrastructure, have these been, you know, sorted out? Because these have material effect for pollution, of course, of water, but also an externality to those who may consume that water down the line.
Yeah, it's not yet been sorted out because, you know, when the sewage is running like that, then the provincial government have to intervene and the national government have to intervene there to help them, as they did in the municipality of Emfulweni, where they did so, they sent the soldiers there, where the sewage was running into the Vaal River. Then the national and the provincial did intervene to help the municipality because the municipality is run by the ANC, the provincial is run by the ANC. It was easy for them to intervene. But now where the provincial, where you are not being represented in the provincial, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to run a municipality where you don't govern even the province. It's very difficult. Even when we start complaining, start into asking assistance from the provincial, then they will take and tell, they will take and tell, so that the community can fight you. In other words, the community can turn against you, saying that there is no service delivery under your government. You see.
Well, we are in conversation with Secretary General of Independent Civic Organization of South Africa, Klaas Leshodi, just taking us through of their role. In fact, they have been big players in the Canaland municipality. In 2011, they received about 42% of the vote. They strengthened this in 2016 to 48%. So that municipality has been under coalition politics for some time. As you hear from him, that there are certain challenges visited upon them by virtue of being part of a coalition government, but also the resources not being adequate enough. 0861-987-000 is the dial this morning. If you just want to hear from Canaland down in the Western Cape, this municipality is. Now, Ndate Klaas, I mean, you can talk about the need for province to intervene, or even national, as you allude to the Emfuleni situation right here in the Gauteng province where we are located. But there are other issues that surely are within the purview of the municipality to fix. You know, a great deal of work done by Ground Up reporting that in the, you know, in the small town of Ladysmith, dump sites, you know, with mound of exposed plastic with no earth covering, the fencing is broken, no guard or any form of management. Surely those are things that the municipality must be taking care of.
Yeah, this thing has been vandalized now after we pull out of that that coalition. That, as you know, now the coalition is now led by the DA now.
So are you saying that you are no longer accountable, even if those things, some of them, started breaking up and breaking out during your tenure?
No, it was not during our tenure. Because when we were still there in government, then there was no such things. They started now when the ANC and the DA then joined forces.
Well, on that note, clearly not going to take accountability of that particular issue. As ICOSA, what is your, what is your offering to the electorate in Kannaland, given the challenges that have been there in the running of the coalition, the fact that the coalition has changed hands, almost pointing to the fact that you were unable to keep it steady and going?
Yeah, we asked the community of the Kannaland now to support ICOSA and to come all in numbers in November 1 to vote for ICOSA so that it can be a clear majority. We can govern that municipality nicely and better.
What are the key things that you promised to do, though?
We will create jobs there. We create jobs, and also that switch, then we will force the provincial and the national government to intervene on that issue of the running of the switch there, because I think this is a responsibility of the provincial and the national to help the local municipality on that kind of issue.
But you also have a district municipality that you have to work with, isn't it so?
Yeah, is it? Is it? But the main responsibility relies on the province and the national. The district is like that, a municipality. They don't have such powers also. They got a stringent budget also.
But they are in charge of the bulk infrastructure for the areas within their jurisdiction.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to that fact that if the district also is being run by the opposition in front of the opposition to the governing municipality, then we're going to have the problem. That's why I'm saying that all the Indian district, the community must come out in numbers to vote for ICOSA. George, Otoren, they must go and vote for ICOSA so that we can also control the district. The next national election, then we'll control the province. And once we control the province, everything will be sorted out there, because in the province, then we'll be there. Then there will be no any other no excuses will be there. There will be no other excuses now, because we'll be having a provincial government. And once we get the provincial government, then we will put pressure on the national to assist them.
We are talking to the Independent Civic Organization of South Africa, just getting to understand them, but also because they have in effect governed in one of the municipalities, Kannaland, trying to understand what is it that they are bringing to the table, especially in dealing with the challenges there. Budana, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to comment in the morning, but ICOSA must learn that they must work together. We don't trust them. Immediately when you put a party alone there, they steal money.
Mm.
They must learn to work together.
Yes.
There's no excuse of crying that there's an opposition in the province, in the district, so we can't do anything. Just yesterday, Makura cried foul in Everton. They can't fix things there. They blame municipality.
Okay.
They must learn to take responsibility and do their job.
Okay. Got you loud and clear, Butana. And Tadeklas, before we wrap up, you know, you've been in this business of coalitions much longer than some other political parties. What message would you send in terms of what makes a coalition government succeed?
Yeah, working together is also good, my brother, man. If we are working together, then everything will be easier to deliver. But now, if you are in collision with someone who's got a hidden agenda, then we're going to have a problem in that collision.
Okay, lastly, any other municipalities you are standing at besides Kannaland?
Yeah, we are standing in all the Indian and Central Karoo municipalities. We are standing in all of them.
Okay. Dadeklas Leshodi, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, my brother.
That's Secretary General of Independent Civic Organization of South Africa, one of those entities which are not overt political parties and doing serious work in some municipalities, including leading coalition governments such as in Kannaland in the Western Cape.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.